It's the WHTC Morning News with Dan Evans and Gary Stevens on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.
Yep, news and more. It's what we do here, WHTC Morning News at, well, now it's 8:41. That music means it's time to check in with Jan Musin. She is Master Gardener at DeBrine Seed in Zeeland. I went to a garden party to reminisce with Jan Musin. You know what, Jan? Harry Nilsson is going to catch up to me eventually on that one, but little trademark infringement maybe. But Jan checking in from downtown Zeeland. Good morning, Ms. Musin. And you know, I came up with a new name for you, the Divine Ms. M.
Well, hey.
we'll go with it until someone else says, no, that's mine. We'll go with it to being yours.
Until she finds out, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Until she finds out, we're good news. Well, let's jump into it because live from Zeeland, it's Tuesday night.
It is Scott's night.
Yeah.
So exciting. Yes, Jeff Shepherd from the Scott's Corporation will be here tonight at 6 o'clock. He'll talk all yard and garden. And Ken and I will join in too. We've done that in the past. Come in with your hardest questions, try to stump him or us. We will gladly try take it, try solve your problems. But that's tonight, 6 o'clock. Give me a call here, 716-772-2316. Let me know you're coming so I know how many sandwiches I have to order. We have refreshments here. So at 6 o'clock, I know it might be dinner hour, but we'll feed you and you'll have a good time. There's door prizes, and Ken usually puts a sale that's only good during the Scott's hour.
Worth showing up and worth playing Stump the Gardener, apparently, tonight.
Yes.
Or an attempt to, anyway. That's Scott's night tonight at DeBrine's tonight, starting at 6 o'clock. And DeBrine's, what street are you on again?
We are at 101 East Washington,
East.
And it's at the corner of Elm and Washington. We're just one block north of the little one block downtown Zeeland.
Yep, right up the street. So stop by Scott's night at DeBrine's tonight. Also, I want to mention each time we talk, Jan, because I absolutely love what you guys do, or what you do in particular, for aid for Puerto Rico.
Yes, please, please, please. I've got some boxes ready to ship out, but if you want to add something, if you've got any medicine that you did not finish off for your dog, your cat, you, I don't care who it's for. I don't care what it's for. I'll take antibiotics, heart meds, thyroid, whatever. I will take it here. Flea and tick medications, eye and ear medications, heart and blood pressure. I don't care. I will take it all.
And that's aid for Puerto Rico. Stop by and help the folks out down there, or help the animals down there.
That's right.
Into Puerto Rico. So thanks for doing that, Jan. Let's talk about what's going on at DeBrine's. I know you have, I won't even get in the way. You just go. What's new?
Seed potatoes, onion sets, shallots, horseradish roots, gladiola bulbs, asparagus roots, horseradish, and rhubarb roots are all in. They
wow.
are in the store, folks. They are not going away. They are in the store.
And also looks like Ken has some bird seed on sale this week.
The Mr. B's fruit and nut is still on sale. This is what I change to in the spring to really attract some of those spring migrants to my bird feeders. It's got fruit and lots of nuts, lots of stuff that the little guys that normally don't go to your feeder like. So they will actually, and I don't know how they know it, but I think birds talk to each other.
They do. They say, hey, there's some good grub over there, right?
You know, like I'll fill my feeder in the morning. I won't hear or see a bird. And then one bird comes by and I hear a little, you know, a little tweet, and suddenly there are 5 million of them. So
yep.
I'm pretty sure they do talk to each other.
They're saying, hey, Ken has Mr. B's fruit and wild nut bird seed on sale this week, right?
You got to come out and get it. Yes, because we love that stuff. So, yeah, the guys in the back snack on it like trail mix. So it's got to be pretty decent.
I was going to kid about that. You're not kidding, are you? You're kidding.
No.
You're not kidding. They snack on the nut. And
It's got sunflower chips. It's got mixed nuts like cashews and walnuts and pecans, and it's got dried cherries and pineapple and raisins. And It's basically granola with suet balls in it. And they say the suet balls are a little dry, but they're quite tasty too. So, yeah.
Also looks like, and I know I have some yeah, I'm going to just go right past that one. Some of my neighbors complaining that the rabbits and the deer are eating everything green in sight. What can be done about that? Yeah, go ahead and clear yourself out there. You sound a little, little bit under the weather today.
A little congestion, yep. Yes. Yes, the deer and rabbits are eating away. They're not very much fun right now. You got to get out there before they do. You got to be looking at your landscape and seeing our little tulips or anything popping up. And if they are, you need to get out there and start spraying with liquid fence or put the liquid fence around your, the granules around your flowers or whatever you want to save, because they will eat anything green.
Also, let's talk a little bit about feeding the birds. I know to get the most birds, you need three things. Tell us.
You need shelter.
Yep.
Like your gold Christmas tree that you threw out in the backyard. Or some pine trees or something.
Okay.
You need food. Hey, your bird feeder's good. And you need water. You got those three things in your backyard, you'll get birds. That's just as simple as that.
What about putting out nesting material? Is that something you do or something you recommend if you want to get more birds in your yard?
I do that a lot. And I used to put out dryer lint until I learned that that's the thing you shouldn't put out. So don't put that out.
Okay.
I do put out my cat. When I brush my cat or the dogs or whatever here, I put that fur out on my deck for the birds. Some birds love that. Just remember, if you're going to put out pieces of yarn or string, don't make them any longer than 2 inches. Otherwise, the birds get their feet wrapped up in it, the little baby birds, and then they die. So we don't want that. But yes, you can put out a lot of stuff. You can put out pet hair, but make sure your pet's not on any flea or tick medicine.
Right, yeah.
That's in the hair. So we don't want that. But any natural material, 2 inches or less in length. It's kind of fun when you watch the birds kind of look around and they come out and they grab it. I also put some sticks. I've always got sticks that I'm picking up in my yard. So I cut them up into little pieces and I put them out there with the cat hair for them to pick up. I'm just a nice person that way.
I think you're a nice person all around here. Hey, don't forget Scott's Night tonight at DeBrine's. Jeff Shepard from the Scott's Corporation. He'll be at DeBrine's to talk all about lawns, how to have the best lawn with the least amount of work. That sounds good to me. 6 o'clock tonight at DeBrine's. Of course, Jan, you're back with Gary at 10:10 this morning. Little tease. What are you going to cover this morning?
We might talk about the newest invasive species. We're in Michigan.
All right. Stay tuned, as they say.